The Wives by Taryn Fisher. He comes over every Thursday, every week. That's my day. I'm Thursday. It's a hopeful day, lost in the middle of the more important days, not the beginning or the end, but a stop, an appetizer to the weekend. Sometimes I wonder about the other days and if they wonder about me. That's how women are, right? Always wondering about each other, curiosity and spite curdling together in little emotional puddles. Little good that does, if you wonder too hard. You'll get everything wrong. I set the table for two. I'm a little buzzed as I lay out the silverware, pausing to consider the etiquette of what goes where. I run my tongue along my teeth and shake my head. I'm being silly. It's just me and Seth tonight. An at-home date. Not that there's anything else. We don't do regular dates very often, at the risk of being seen. Imagine that. Not wanting to be seen with your husband. Or your husband not wanting to be seen with you. The vodka I sipped earlier has warmed me, made my limbs loose and careless. I almost knock over the vase of flowers as I place a fork next to a plate. A bouquet of the palest pink roses. I chose them for their sexual innuendo. Because when you're in a position like mine, being on top of your sexual game is of the utmost importance. Well, that's from the opening chapter of The Wives, a thriller that reads like a 21st century update to a late 20th century TV drama. From the blurry cover showing three female faces to our lead character, from whom we just heard, wrestling with her unusual role as one of several wives to the man she loves. To her surprise and emotionally challenged feelings when she discovers that at least one of the wives her husband has chosen and kept unknown to her is a woman she could come to see as a friend. Our protagonist is torn between her love of tradition and her love for her polygamist husband, emotionally distraught that she cannot give him, give them, the child she knows that he desires so much. Yet her husband tells her again and again that he loves her for who she is, not who she ought to be, and she clings to those expressions of love in the down moments of her marriage. And what a marriage she finds herself in, known by her day of the week, Thursday. She delights all the rest of the other days of the week in knowing that her husband, Seth, will focus only on her, at least that one day each week. But Thursday harbors a quite natural fascination about the other two women who share the man she loves, known to her as Tuesday and Wednesday, for the days of the week on which their shared husband focuses on them. The reader's concern is tweaked more when Thursday wanders into the Portland home of the woman she is convinced is the wife known as Tuesday, and catches a glance at a set of harm marks on Tuesday's left forearm. An odd observation, for sure, because Thursday thinks the man she knows and loves is doting, kind, and while perhaps a bit of a workaholic, a thoughtful and gentle man. That disturbing discovery in Portland pushes Thursday to begin asking herself, and us, if her shared husband Seth is the upright fellow he seems to be, and sets our protagonist off into a web of deceit, lies, manipulative relationships, and physical danger to herself and the other wives in our story. As the pages turn, the suave, thoughtful, and financially successful husband Thursday and Tuesday and Wednesday have hitched themselves to is slowly revealed to be a man conflicted not only by marital duplicity, but with a temper fueled by an all too often frustrated need or desire to create a family that includes kids. As Thursday peels back the onion of her husband's life, she discovers his polygamy is buttressed by an emotional love for three women and by that overweening desire to become a father. Seth, her husband, has gone through two marriages since his college years in this quest for familial contentment, yet he can't quite quit any of his female companions, and for whatever reason, neither can his wives quit him. In the hands of a less talented storyteller, this would all dissolve or devolve into a sordid tale of need, pain, and self-pity. Thank goodness Fisher's skill saves the story from such romantic trash and instead lifts our tale to almost that of a meaningful modern fable. With conflicted, not always heroic characters, but plenty of backstories to explain the twists and the sometimes sad turns to Thursday's digging uncoverings. Indeed, the author herself tells us in her author's notes at the end of the book that there is more to Thursday than may at first meet the eye. In response to a question, how did your feminism inform the writing of this story? Taryn Fisher replies, quote, there's definite allegory in Thursday's story. I'm showing you a woman breastfed into the patriarchal model. That's all of us, isn't it? Just now we're starting to make noise about it, but in order to collectively gather our female voices, we had to be pushed to a breaking point. I wanted to write about a woman who was pushed too far, because we've been pushed too far. Is Thursday's career as a hospital nurse the best vehicle for telling this story? Oddly, in this time of COVID-19 pandemic, Thursday's professional work is sympathetic and even compelling. But as a driver of the story, her nursing career seems secondary to me. She could as easily have been a teacher, a librarian, a retailer, or any number of other professions. Her work in the hospital offers her one or two encounters with work friends who point her into successful inquiries. But as a reader, I think that could have come from nearly any other workplace or social setting. Yes, The Wives is a story that runs counter to so many social norms. Yet it's a story that, as I noted earlier, is hardly unknown in the modern-day world of entertainment. If anything, the story in The Wives is one that continues to taunt and intrigue because of its don't-go-there themes, from its dalliance with polygamy to its questioning of the time-laden rules of women's ultimate worth as mothers and caregivers and of men's ultimate worth as providers and successors of family lineage. The Wives is being marketed as a thriller, and yes, I can certainly attest it is a psychological thriller with lots and lots of twists and turns, but it harkens back as well to what I said earlier as a late 20th century TV drama that would find itself comfortably niched on a contemporary TV network like Lifetime or E! Yes, The Wives can be soapy, and yes, it's sometimes over the top with its emotional pull, but darn it all, I enjoyed reading this story set in the beautiful and oh-so-uniquely different Northwest cities of Seattle and Portland. A note about those cities, they don't really come alive in this novel. Something I find sad is both cities strike me as so beautiful, but so different in the reasons for their beauty. Seattle, with its gleaming sense of clean and fast pace. Portland, with its grungy, down-to-earth sensibilities. I think the author could have done more to bring out the personality differences between the wives, who live separately in both of those cities after all, and had she brought out more of the city's uniqueness as well. Spoiler alert, Taryn Fisher lives in Seattle, about which she writes, so perhaps she is so immersed in the Pacific Northwest that she doesn't see the need to call out its particular beauties and differences in personalities. Early in our story, I was afraid The Wives was going to be just another riff of the, Early in our story, I was afraid The Wives was going to be just another riff on the trials and tribulations of a cheating husband and his compliant lovers and wives. Indeed, I almost followed Dorothy Parker's reputedly wry advice that The Wives was, quote, not a novel to be tossed aside lightly. It should be thrown with great force, end quote. But The Wives has been recommended to me by a local writer whose work I appreciate and enjoy. So I soldiered on, and I'm glad I did. The Wives is probably not the book for every reader, but if you're intrigued by the premise, it might just be a read for you. The Wives by Taryn Fisher is available at all of our fine local public libraries and online with Libby as well. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening.